Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Little Wisdom Season 3. My name is Shubh, and this is a podcast where we find little actionable ways to live a life a little wiser. All right, in today's episode, I want to ask you, are you afraid of being happy? If yes, listen in because you're going to want to know more about this and how we can undo this or attempt to undo this with little daily habits. And if you're not sure, well, then still keep listening because you're going to find out if this sounds like you. Here we go. So it sounds paradoxical, the fear of being happy. It's a complex world of feelings and how they shape our lives. But this is something that is a lot more common than we think. We all strive to be happy, right? It's a warm, happy feeling. It's a glow that when we feel everything's going our way, we're surrounded by loved ones, or when we accomplish a long sought after goal. But what do you do if you start fearing happiness itself? Why do some people feel a sense of dread when they're on the brink of joy? Why is it that sometimes you're thinking, all right, everything's great, job is great, something's wrong, or something is about to go wrong? If you've seen Brené Brown's talk on vulnerability, and amazing TED Talk, either ways, she's amazing in so many ways, her research on vulnerability, shame, guilt, go watch it if you haven't. Very easy. Just Google it. It will definitely come up. But she speaks about this a little bit where you can just be like, okay, love life, going great. Family life, going great. Work is good. Kids are good. Oh no, something's going to go wrong. This fear, why do we have this? So in some people, of course, it's a lot more profound. It's a lot more bigger. It feels more real than others. So let's start by defining the fear of being happy. What does it mean, and how does this manifest in our lives? The fear of being happy is often referred to as cherophobia. It's a psychological condition where individuals avoid situations that have the potential to bring them happiness or joy. This can manifest in various ways, like self-sabotage, constantly worrying about something going wrong, or feeling undeserving of happiness. It's a mental barrier that keeps them from fully embracing positive life experiences. So while it sounds incredibly challenging, let's look into why some people even develop this in the first place. So no one-size-fits-all answer. This can stem from a variety of factors. It could be rooted in past traumas or experiences where happiness was usually, or most of the time, followed by pain or disappointment. Some individuals may also have been raised in environments where they were taught that happiness is fleeting, or maybe even sinful. It's almost as if you were happy, you should feel bad about it. And social comparison and the fear of not living up to other people's expectations can also play a really big role in this. So how do you know? What are some of the common signs that you may be struggling with cherophobia? So while it varies differently in each person, here are some common signs. There's five. Number five, isolation. They might be withdrawing from friends, they may withdraw from loved ones to avoid getting too close or too attached. In dating, sometimes they call it ghosting, but of course ghosting can happen for a whole number of reasons. But if you feel that everything's going great, there's a connection, wonderful, super, and then suddenly somebody withdraws, or they start holding you at an arm's length, or isolating themselves. Number four, fear of the future. Excessive worrying about what could go wrong, what may not happen, where the future will lead. Even if everything right now seems to be going great, they seem to dwell a lot more on the future and the potential challenges or the screw-ups that could happen. Number three, negative self-talk. These people will constantly tell themselves that they don't deserve happiness, that they don't deserve what is good, or that something bad is bound to happen if they're happy. So it's almost like they avoid being happy because they know, or they very strongly believe, something bad is going to happen. So if they avoid being happy, maybe that something bad won't happen, or that even when it does, if it does, which is life, sometimes things will go up and down, then they're not going to be as hurt. Number two, this is a big one, self-sabotage. When people experience happiness, they may unconsciously or subconsciously sabotage it. They may end up creating problems where there were none. A lot of times, if you are used to a certain type of chaos, even if you don't like it, But when you become so attuned to experiencing it on a regular basis, and it starts missing from your life, everything is going smooth and easy, it's going to make you feel uncomfortable. Because while it's unpleasant, that chaos was a regular part of your life. So it's more about pattern. It became a part of your comfort zone, even though it was uncomfortable. And so when it's missing, when everything's great, because you're not used to being in a position where everything is great, suddenly it feels uncomfortable, even if it is pleasant. And you will try to create some chaos or create a situation, whether it's avoidance, whether it's fear, whether it's negativity, to do something subconsciously or unconsciously to possibly ruin the situation and then go, see, I told you so. And number one, the avoidance of joyful activities. These people may avoid invitations to social events. They will avoid engaging in activities that they know will make them happy. So it's fascinating how fear can infiltrate such a fundamental aspect of human experience. So if this sounds like you, or some of this sounds like you, or you know somebody who is experiencing this, then there is a way to overcome it as well. So don't be disheartened. There's always, always, always a way. It's a process. It does require professional help as well, depending on how bad it is. There is therapy, there is counseling. If you have a therapist, they can explore and help you get to the root cause of the fear of happiness. And they can also help you develop strategies to challenge and change those negative thought processes. The key thing, you have to have self-compassion. And some mindful practices can also be incredibly beneficial in turning this around. So what if you have a friend or a family member who is going through this? How can you support them? In fact, if you are somebody close, if you're a friend, a loved one, a family member, you can play a vital role in being understanding, in being patient. You have to encourage open and non-judgmental communication. And if you notice someone close to you is struggling with cherophobia, gently offer your support and let them know you are there for them. Encouraging them to seek professional help when it's necessary can also be a significant step towards their journey. It's essential for us to understand that happiness is for everybody, and it's not something to be feared, but it is to be embraced. Everybody deserves happiness, and with the right support and guidance, it's possible to overcome the fear of being happy and to live a more fulfilling life. Instead of experiencing and living life on the sidelines, get right into it. Embrace the happiness. And if you are afraid of something going wrong, sometimes in life it will. There is not one person on this planet who hasn't had something go wrong. It goes up and down. There's happiness, there'll be a down, there'll be happiness again. But it's an attitude. It's something that you can create. It's something that you can embrace so that you allow yourself to feel all the positivity and not just the negative parts of what life has to offer. Remember, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have emotional well-being, and your feelings of wanting hope, of wanting joy, are valid. All right, if you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe and share this with somebody who might need it, who might find it helpful. And if you need to listen to it again, do so. Thank you for tuning in. Till next time, stay wise.